One left in the fourth quarter right here on the WNW Sports Network.
Do you earn rewards for using your debit card? Thumb Bank and Trust customers do. This is Heather Drabeck from your Thumb Bank and Trust office in Bad Axe, and I'd like to tell you about our You Choose Rewards. Unlike other reward programs where it takes forever for your points to accumulate, or you have limited options to redeem your points, our program is different. You Choose gives you the flexibility you deserve. Each time you use your Thumb Bank and Trust debit card, you earn points, and you choose where to spend those points. Ask about the You Choose program at Thumb Bank and Trust, and you'll be stunned by the hundreds of retailers where you'll earn big rewards and the thousands of redemption options. The more you use your card, the more points you earn. It's that easy.
You want to be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
You Choose Rewards, only at Thumb Bank and Trust, with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
The lead is now 15 points for Cass or for Bad Axe, with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Hayden Horn in between the high and low post takes the fadeaway jump shot, no good. Kendall Anthus, though, keeps the offensive rebound in his favor. And Santa Cuthrell now down to the baseline, nearly stripped at the right block. Goes up strong, and the fadeaway's short rebound brought in by Jack Clancy for Bad Axe. Bad Axe now with 25 rebounds. Cass City with 26. 6.5 to play in regulation. 52-37, Bad Axe saw their lead cut all the way down from 18 down to 2 at one point, but they finished strong in that third quarter, and they've done the same to start this fourth. They lead by 15 points again. Cody Tulaski against Hayden Horn going down the right side of the lane. Horn stays in front of him. Jack Clancy takes the three right wing. This one's off the mark and will go out of bounds. It'll be Cass City ball. 6:11 left in the fourth quarter.
Need to be too critical, but you know something? That was a really ridiculous shot.
Yes, it was.
You really need to just go ahead and understand that you've got a lead. Go ahead and work the ball. Find your open man.
But, I mean, in his defense, the past four shots he took well fell, and this one's being blocked by Cody Tulaski. We're going the other way. And then Cody Tulaski loses it inside the lane, and this will be a turnover. The first of the second half for Bad Axe. That's 5 of the night.
What I'm seeing is a man with the ball and then four people standing.
Anthus goes coast to coast with it, and the finger roll from the right side is good. He has 7. 13-point game. 52-39, 5:40 left in the fourth. Jack Clancy to Meeks, left wing. Meeks has been silent since that first quarter. He had 10 right away, not much since. Meeks goes down to the baseline in the corner, nothing there. Stern keeps him in front of him. At the right elbow, kicks it down to the low post to Britt. He retreats back to the right wing. Gets a screen from Emmerich. Back to Jack Clancy, left wing to the high post to Emmerich. Now he goes to the top of the key. And they're doing a weave to Tulaski, left wing, against Anthus. 5:10 left. Cody Tulaski down the lane. Finger roll from the right side. Falls for 2.
That's your money player right there.
Tulaski with 12 points. 6 in each half. Luke Stern, left wing, dives inside the lane against Emmerich, and he's blocked, but there's going to be a foul. And this will put Luke Stern to the free throw line for 2 shots. And we'll go against Jensen Emmerich. That's his fourth. Team's fourth. 4:57 left in the fourth quarter. 15-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Winner of this one will go on to play USA on Friday at 7 p.m. Coverage will start at, what we said, 6:20? I'm not sure. We'll take a look at that. It's been a long week for us so far. 4:57 left, and the first free throw is up. This one's no good from Stern. Cassidy yet to score aside from Kendall Anthus in this half, in this fourth quarter. Anthus sits down, replaced by Colin Rubel. So Stern at the free throw line shooting his second free throw. This one's up. This one's good. Didn't even think about it. Just threw it up there as fast as he got it. 6 points for him.
He knew he had it.
14-point lead for Bad Axe, 54-40. 4:50 left in the fourth. Clancy, Meeks, Britt, Kervin, and Tulaski. Clancy goes inside the lane. He can't get them to fall, and it's rebounded by Cass City. In transition, Cuthrell one-on-one. It is swatted out away by Meeks, but there's Schenck to clean up the boards. This one's no good. And it is a Bad Axe ball, 90 feet from her own hoop.
Cass City still thinks this is a ball game.
Yeah. 4:33 left. Tulaski checks in after a very short brief. No, Souls checks in. Souther for Bad Axe. Britt, Clancy, Curvin, Souls, and Meeks inbounding. Press coming from Cass City. And they get into Curvin. Curvin against Stern in the backcourt. 4.5 to play. Cross midcourt. Double teamed there. Down to the baseline. Souls takes the floater. This one's short. Long rebound into the hands of Curvin. Keeps Spanix on offense. And he is fouled as he dove to the free throw line. This will be on the floor. Third team foul against the Redhawks. Foul goes against Luke Stern. That is his second. 4:19 remains in the apparent fifth quarter. John, you see that at the scoreboard? Time
right.
Flies when you're having fun. Into Cody Tulaski, right corner. He dribbles all the way out to the right wing. Now to the high top of the key, 3 feet from midcourt. Cathrell guarding him. Now Rubel. A little bit of now switching around the perimeter. Skip pass to the left corner to Meeks. Meeks right. Back out to Souls.
This has a little more flow.
Yes, it does. Souls to Tulaski. Tulaski gets a screen from Curvin to his left. And now we have a whistle as Tulaski was getting closer to the basket. It'll be a foul against Cass City. This will be the fourth team foul. The foul goes against Cathrell, I do believe. Yes, it is, and that is his second. Team's fourth. So Bad Axe ball right at midcourt in front of us, near side of your radio. 3:53 left in the fourth, 54-40. Bad Axe by 14. Bryce Fernald replaces Hayden Horn. Back and forth ball game. For the first time in a while, like John just said, we've had some rhythm. 3:50 left. And Bryce Fernald fouls James Curvin in the backcourt.
And I don't know why.
I'm not quite sure either. He lost his footing or something. That's the fifth team foul. And
just one more to give.
That is Fernald's third. Meeks inbounds to Tulaski in the backcourt again. Cross midcourt, left right across your radio. Tulaski against Cathrell, and he nearly steals it, but there's Tulaski somehow with it on a string. It gets in the lane. He's fouled. And he will go to the basket or go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the sixth team foul against the Redhawks. This will go against number 11, I do believe. Colin Rubel, yes, it is. That's his first. So Cody Tulaski at the free throw line, shooting two. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 12 points on six field goals. First free throw is up and good. Hayden Horn checks in and replaces Bryce Fernald. 3:41 left, 15-point lead for the Hatchets, trying to get back to the district championship. Free throws up. This one's good as well. 2 for 2 on that trip. Extends it out to 16 points.
Money in the bank.
Banks is Les Mays by 18, and that was at the half. 17.
Hayden Horn's surveying the situation.
To the right wing, to Hayden Horn, deep in the corner against Souls for three. Stern top of the key, and this one rims in for three. Luke Stern now with 9 points of the night. Two threes, and we have a whistle as they were Bannix was trying to feed it out into the corner. It's going to be a 1-1 situation with a seventh team foul. Not sure who that was even against, John. Goes against number 4, Hayden Horn. That's his third. Team 7th. So at the free throw line, Aaron Souls has not scored nor attempted a free throw tonight. 1-1 situation as they lead Cass City by 17 and now 18 with made free throws, so he gets a second. For a hot second there, we had a close one.
Ever since, exciting.
I know we're kidding. For the first time this week. Second free throw is good from Souls. 15-point lead once again, 58-43. 3:12 remains in regulation. Bad Axe trying to punch their ticket to the finals to take on USA. Last time they were in the finals, they lost to USA in overtime by 3. Cody Tulaski steals it from Rubel, but then Rubel fouls him immediately.
That'll be Collins' second.
And team's ace, so this puts Cody Tulaski at the free throw line, shooting 1-1. He went 2 for 2 in this quarter already. He has 14 points on the night. Less than 3 to play now.